The following is a lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari at the University of Sofia, recorded on March 29, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Agyana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desha Tarine. So, I'm very happy to be here with all of you nice people today. This is not a time to sleep. You can wake up. I have very good news for you. I am traveling all over the world to teach everyone how to enjoy unlimited happiness at every minute. You see, in this life, sometimes we are happy. Sometimes we are not so happy. And sometimes we are miserable. But there is no reason to have to always be going up and down, up and down, up and down. Because within your heart, there is an unlimited reservoir of happiness. One simply has to learn how to connect. Just as you can connect with your friends and your family members on your mobile phone. If you know the phone number. There is also a technique how to connect with the unlimited happiness that is there within you. If you don't know the phone number, your mobile phone is useless. You can talk into it all day and nobody will be there. But if you know the phone number, then you can connect with your friends and your family member. One simply has to know the technique of how to connect with that unlimited reservoir of transcendental happiness within the heart. So I discovered this technique back in 1971. And I have dedicated the last 36 years of my life to sharing this technique with everyone. Because all over the world I see that people are unhappy. People are committing suicide. They're taking heavy drugs and alcohol because they're not happy. They're looking for their happiness in other things which are not giving them the happiness that they really want. So there's a great lack of happiness in the world today. That's why there's so much fighting going on. There are so many murders taking place every day. So many wars are going on. Because people are frustrated and unhappy. The actual nature of the self is full of bliss and full of knowledge. But because we do not understand the true nature of the self, we are unnecessarily in a condition of unhappiness and ignorance. If one can actually become knowledgeable as the true nature of the self, then one will taste unlimited happiness at every minute. So what is the self then? Did you ever ask yourself, who am I? You see? Are you your name? You can go to a court of law and you can legally change your name. So you're not your name. Are you the color of your hair? You can dye your hair a different color. So you're not the color of your hair. You're not your name. Now someone may say, well, I'm the body. But what is the body? It's made up of so many different chemicals. But those chemicals are constantly changing. When you were a little baby boy or a little baby girl, that you were present there. We can remember experiences we had when we were little children. But where are the chemicals that made up that little child's body? Those chemicals have gone, they're changed. The chemicals that made up that little child's body, they are long gone. So that means that the self is not actually the body either. If you're not your name, and you're not your body, then what are you? These are very important questions to ask. I understand that you study language here. You study word origins and language. In the ancient Sanskrit language of India, there is a word. I don't know how to write it in Bulgarian script. But in English, it is like this. Atma. That is the nature of, that is the actual self. The self is the Atma. Not the body. Not the name. Not the clothes you wear. Not the car you drive. Not what kind of mobile phone you use or what kind of watch you wear. You see? Your actual nature is the Atma. And the Atma has three characteristics. Again, I'll write it in English. The first quality is eternity. Second quality is knowledge. And the third quality is bliss. So the actual self possesses these three qualities: eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So So just as you can dial that number on your mobile phone to connect with your friend, what is the technique of connecting the Atma with eternity, knowledge, and bliss? That is an ancient science called yoga. Nowadays, people think yoga means, you know, you sit like this and go, Om, you know. You do the lotus posture, you stand on your head, you know. That is a particular type of yoga known as Hatha yoga. There are many different types of yoga. There is actually a whole yoga ladder. On a ladder you have the first rung, the second rung, the third rung, the fourth rung. The topmost rung on the yoga ladder is called bhakti. When you get to the top of the yoga ladder, then you're practicing what's called bhakti yoga. And within bhakti yoga, there is a technique called mantra. Mantra. In Sanskrit language, every syllable has a meaning. Man refers to the mind. And tra means deliver. Just like, let's say you were captured by Al-Qaeda terrorists. They had you, the Al-Qaeda kidnapped you, you see. And then the Bulgarian army delivered you from the hands of the Al-Qaeda terrorists, you see. So you were delivered, you see. So on the man, the mind right now is a prisoner. And what is the mind a prisoner of? Three things: temporality, ignorance, and misery. The mind right now is victim of, is captured by temporality, ignorance, and misery. Now I want you to notice the connection between this word, this word, this word, this word, this word, and this word. These are opposites. Temporality, eternity.
You see?
Temporality means it only exists temporarily. It comes into being for some time and then it's finished, annihilated. Ignorance means you don't know anything. Knowledge means when you know everything. Misery is when you feel really, really bad. And bliss is when you just feel so happy you can't believe how happy you feel. So right now we are prisoners of temporality, ignorance, and misery. Man, our mind, is a prisoner of these three things. But through the power of mantra, we become delivered from temporality, ignorance, and misery.
Но чрез силата на мантра ние спасяваме временно невежество
and we enter into eternity, knowledge and bliss. So the power of mantra yoga is very, very powerful. This is a system used by the most highly advanced yogis throughout all of history. Mantra is a sound vibration. Just like in the morning, how do you wake up? Your alarm clock. By the power of sound, you're awakened. Similarly, by the power of mantra, you're awakened from temporality, ignorance, and misery, and you come into eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So there are many mantras, actually. There are thousands and millions of mantras. Just like Om is a mantra. And also, this particular mantra, there is one mantra given in the ancient Vedas of India. That mantra is called Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That mantra is called the Maha Mantra, or the most powerful of all mantras. So we are not talking about anything religious here today. This is a institution of academic study. So we are not talking anything of religion. We are speaking today of a scientific process. Of psychological awakening. This is actually psychology. Psychology means the science of the mind. So the mantra is the vehicle that gives one psychological liberation. The mantra does not impose anything artificially on the person who is chanting it. Rather, the mantra simply awakens one to one's original natural consciousness. Just like, for example, what is the natural state of water? In its natural state, what is water? Who can say what is water in its natural state? Does anyone know what is the natural state of water? You drink it every day, you do not know? Liquid, yes, that's right. But when it gets very cold in the winter, it becomes ice, doesn't it? It becomes solid. So, and there's a third state also. It becomes very warm. It becomes a gas. Water vapor. So, the natural state of water is to be liquid. So, the natural state of the Atma is like this. Eternity, knowledge and bliss. When it is liquid, it is like this. And when it is ice, it is like this. So right now, our consciousness, our minds are in a ice-like condition. We live in a society which is an ice-like society. You see? So mantra actually brings us out of the ice-like condition into the liquid flowing condition. The power of mantra does not turn you into something different than what you are. The power of mantra empowers you to be who you actually are. So why be something that you're not? When your natural state is eternity, knowledge, and bliss, why would you want to be something other than what you are? You see? You're all intelligent college students, isn't it? Wouldn't you rather be what you are than to be something other than what you are? You see? This is our proposal. Is it better to be what you are or to be something that you're not? If you had a choice to be who you are or to be something else, what would you rather do? Who can say? So what do you think? Would you like to be who you are or something else? So we are giving this information of how one can actually be who they are. This is the scientific process of bhakti yoga. And it is becoming very, very popular throughout the world. It's a very wonderful system, bhakti yoga system. Yes. What is your question?
So you mean that those two stages are one and the same in a different condition?
He says these two... The soul is one and different conditions. Soul is one and in two different conditions.
There are two different conditions, yeah. Yes.
Like ice and water.
Like ice and water.
Yeah. Yes, like ice and water, that's right. That's right.
But how do you recognize the common condition?
How do you recognize the common condition?
You say...
Common condition?
You say it's the liquid state.
The liquid state?
Yeah. How can you recognize the liquid state?
How do you recognize it?
No, I mean something else. Why do you think the liquid state is the common state and what we are is...
Oh, why? Yes, right. Why the... For rocks, for example... The solid state is a natural state.
Yes.
It's like a volcano. Just like for rock, the solid state is natural. Sometimes a rock becomes lava in a volcanic eruption. It's liquid. That is the unnatural state of rock, you see.
Ice is much more than the liquid state, he said.
Yes, it is a natural statement.
The natural common state of water is also hydrogen.
So you think that the natural state of water is ice?
No, I'm not sure which is the common state.
Yes. So when you take your water, in what form do you take it? You require water to live. So how do you take your water when you take your... Do you take the water in your body, how do you take it in? As liquid or as ice? Oh, yeah. You take it as liquid or as ice?
Okay, I agree.
But
liquid.
Doesn't mean that it is the common state of the water.
The common state
is liquid.
The gas state is liquid.
Because that's how you... Because he says
the liquid condition, this is according to the man.
According to the what?
She's saying that they were expecting some scientific...
Wait. You have to wait for the translation.
She said that they were expecting some scientific lecture, not a Hare Krishna preaching. They're expecting this scientific lecture, and she feels deceived. She feels that we tricked her. Because they were expecting scientific lecture, not just Hare Krishna lectures.
No, we are not talking about any religious thing here.
She's saying that this is a preaching for little children.
No, we don't want you to we're not putting any pressure. We just came to explain what is the philosophy of conscious expanding the consciousness. That's it. We are not trying to convince you to change anything about your life. You're all very wonderful people. Well, we simply wanted to tell you about the ancient science of expanding the consciousness, which is explained in the Vedas of India. It is a matter of cultural education, that's all. Just like we may study about different types of sciences, there is biology, there is zoology, there is chemistry, there is physics. So this is a new field of science which is coming now, how to expand the consciousness. It is actually a new branch of psychology. And in universities in India now, they teach this, the consciousness, the science of consciousness. We have not come to make any religious presentation here today. Please do not misunderstand. We have not come to try to trick you into some religious presentation. We simply wanted to give you the opportunity to understand one of the new fields in modern science. There are very highly learned PhDs now who are studying this field of consciousness. It is called consciousness science. You can earn a PhD in this field now in established universities. So it is not a question of religious conversion. It's a new branch of science. Of how to transform the consciousness to a state beyond all temporality, ignorance, and misery. So if I have said something that made it confusing, then I apologize for that. We simply wanted to explain about this new field of science, of expanding the consciousness. Does anyone else have any questions?
I have a question. Why is it clay on your nose?
What is it? Why is it clay on the nose?
Yeah.
Huh? But, I don't know if you... But that's a religious question, isn't it? I don't know if I can answer that. No, this is a culture. Actually, it is an ancient culture in India. They take the clay from the holy river and they put it on their forehead. Just like I see sometimes people wear the t-shirts or the jackets with some name on it, you know. Like many people wear the hat with New York Yankee hat. You see. So it is culture. They like the New York Yankee great baseball team. So they wear the New York Yankee, the little, you know, they have a little symbol. What is it? Like NY or something like that? You know. What is it, like this? I forget what it looks like, but it's something, you know. You've seen on the hat NY for New York Yankees? They like to wear the NY on their head with the hat. So just like they like to wear the NY for the New York Yankees, we like to wear this. That, you know, they have their baseball team, we have our baseball team.
Which river? Gang?
Huh?
The river Gang. Is it the river Gang?
She's asking, is it the river Gang? Which
river? River Ganges on the river Jamuna. They are two very special rivers in India, Ganges and Jamuna. So we just like, we identify as members, just like the fans of the New York Yankees, where the New York Yankee has. So we are fans of this ancient culture called Vaishnava culture in India. It is very advanced culture. It has the, you know, that's why, and we like it very much. So we, this ancient science of, you know, awakening, eternal knowledge and bliss, it comes from that ancient culture. So it's a very nice culture. Just like some people enjoy baseball, so we enjoy mantra. We enjoy mantra just like some people enjoy baseball. Any other questions? What is it?
She was asking if your lecture is finished.
Yes, we can finish now.
Yes,
we
can finish.
Huh?
Lecture is finished, then you are asking questions.
Yeah, the lecture, this is question and answers now. Am I lecture? The lecture is finished.
Yeah.
She says she was asking how can we connect, if we know something more, how can we connect you?
Yeah, I have anybody wants has any more questions, I can give you my card. I have my card. She has it. I can also give you one if you want.
I want one.
Yeah, anybody who wants a card can come and get it. Is that all right? Okay.
Thank you very much. Can I have another one?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we simply want to give people some education so they can understand the different cultures of the world. That's all. Your Bulgarian culture is very nice. We have not come to tell you to give up Bulgarian culture. We simply wanted to give you an opportunity to see what other cultures are there. That's all. Because higher education means you learn about all the cultures, isn't it? Actually, you know, the world nowadays has become very much of a global village. You know what I mean? Because of modern day communication, television, internet. Jet airplanes. There's a lot of intercultural, you know, crossing now. We can. We can learn so much from each other's cultures. So we just came to share with you a little of what this culture is about, so you can learn something about other cultures. That's all. Yes.
When you said that the water is the common state, when you said that the liquid state of the water is the common state of the water, did you mean that this is the common state because of that liquid state is the life-giving state, where all the fish live and all the men drink water, and without the liquid state of the water, there could be no life. If their size, like there is on the satellite of Jupiter Europa, there can be no life. So there must be a liquid state of the water so that life can appear, like on this planet.
So the question is.
The question is this:
we'll have it translated also, but I need to know what it is. I'm a little hard of hearing, so what was the question? Wait, let me hear the question, then you can translate it.
The question is this, that you explained that in a natural state of water is liquid.
Right.
Is it because the human survive on it?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Survive on it?
Yes, you can translate it. Yes, we can understand that because we require water as a liquid, therefore water is naturally liquid. Yeah, that's right. Your understanding is correct.
That's why this is the common state.
That's right. We can understand, yes. It must be whatever. Yeah, that's right. Because if it's in the natural state means when you can survive. In unnatural state means you cannot survive. You understand? Natural means you can survive. And unnatural means you cannot survive. That's right. You have understood correctly. Yeah.
So he had the impression that this is just an introduction here.
Yes, this is introduction.
And I almost didn't hear the essence of the things. I didn't hear the essence, the core of the things. Suddenly the questions came and we didn't hear the essence of the lecture, but what it is all about.
The technique to become...
Not the essence, the essence that he wants. He thinks that the lecture was not enough to get. We had questions and he didn't understand.
I'm simply giving you a little appetizer. That's all. I cannot give the whole thing in just a 45-minute lecture. Can you communicate in English or by email?
So he has practiced a different culture.
Ги разбират нещата и за мен тази лекция беше позната. И затова исках още малко.
So he wants a little, he wants to know a little more. He said he's an Orthodox Christian and he is interested to know a little bit more about these things you said in the lecture.
Well, then you can speak with me afterwards. Personally. We'll be happy to give you more, but according to your, if you have specific questions we can answer, but. Any other questions? Okay, well we can. We're so happy you to be able to share this culture with you. And again, we hope you don't misunderstand. We weren't trying to introduce any religion here. We simply wanted to give you an opportunity to learn about some cultures outside of Bulgaria that are very wonderful cultures. That's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.